The rules on COVID masks in flux. I'm David Brancaccia with the CDC recommending that fully vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks inside or out in most, but not all, situations. States and cities are now reviewing. So are businesses. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us.
Yeah, David, there's a whole range of issues still to be worked out now that there's this vaccinated, unvaccinated distinction for mask wearing. There is the question of what businesses can now ask of their customers. Can they require proof of vaccination, for instance? We posed that question to Eric Feldman. He's a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania, focused on medical ethics and health policy.
Assuming that there's not a law to the contrary, they could surely ask customers for proof of vaccine status. They're then, of course, left with the decision of what they consider to be reasonable proof.
Yeah, and that still has to be sorted out. So for now, many businesses are likely to still require face masks, David.
And what can employers tell workers?
Well, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, still hasn't updated its guidance the way the CDC has. Here's Kevin Troutman with the employment law firm Fisher Phillips.
Up until this point, OSHA has consistently said that fully vaccinated employees and unvaccinated employees should be treated the same way with respect to COVID precautions in the workplace.
So for now, that rule is still in place, David.
Nova, thank you. The CEO of Delta Airlines told CNN that all new Delta employees will have to show they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Ed Bastian thinks as many as 80% of Delta's current workforce are getting the shots anyway. This may be the first big company to require shots for new hires. Multiple published reports today say Colonial Pipeline did pay the ransom to international extortionists holding its data and computer systems hostage. The New York Times says something close to $5 million. The pipeline is slowly returning to normal. The Irish government health service has been hit by a ransomware attack. Many hospital appointments are now canceled there. Here's the BBC's Danny Eberhard.
Ireland's health service says it shut down its computer network to protect it while experts assess the attack. Its chief executive says it's targeted data stored on central servers where patients' records are held and that no ransom demand has been received. Life-saving equipment is not affected and people needing urgent attention can still go to hospitals. But it's not clear how long the disruption will last. Ransomware attacks are a growing problem. A French subsidiary of Toshiba said today that earlier this month it had been targeted by the same group blamed for recently crippling the US's largest network of fuel pipelines.
When the huge aluminum and power company in Norway, Norsk Hydro, got hit with a ransomware attack back in 2019, it did not pay the ransom, but sorting out the resulting mess may have cost the company more than $50 million. Futures for stock indexes up this morning. NASDAQ future up 1%. The S&P future up 0.6%. A key econ question of the spring in the more vaccinated countries, is inflation now an acute condition or a chronic one? Acute would mean there's a good chance it'll heal itself soon. Let's look at how a hiring challenge for restaurants these days can play into inflation. We'll go to London for this with my marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
The last year has been a slog for the British hospitality industry. It lost out on more than $110 billion in 2020, according to industry group UK Hospitality. But things are turning around, and fast.
We are very, very booked. Just full to the end of the month.
That's James Fryer, director of the Woodhead Restaurant Group. With the economy now almost fully reopened after a painful three-month lockdown, Fryer is on a hiring spree.
Oh, everyone and everything.
He's hiring several chefs and more waitstaff at all of the company's four restaurants.
It's a lot. We put out these posts on Instagram, and I know that everybody puts posts on Instagram at the moment, so we feel like maybe we're in a sea of people, but we're fairly confident we can fill those gaps.
Getting people to agree to come on board, though, requires a little more incentive these days.
For us, it's about trying to communicate. What we may have above and beyond another job opportunity is the ability to grow, create a career out of this.
At the moment, that doesn't include higher wages, but pressure to offer a bigger paycheck might be mounting. K KPMG research found starting salaries and temp worker wages rose sharply starting in March. So could these early signs of wage growth alongside an explosion in demand from lockdown-fatigued customers all be signs inflation in the UK will boom past the central bank's 2% target?
We're not forecasting a big overshoot in inflation, but I mean, certainly it's a question that we're hearing more and more.
That's HSBC economist Liz Martin.
And I can see why, you know, if we go back to the textbooks, inflation is about supply and demand. And the pandemic hit the supply side because we essentially produced a lot fewer goods and services. And then the demand side is pretty strong because we've got this recovery, we've got all this saved wealth.
UK households have roughly $300 billion in extra savings. And according to the Bank of England, which compiled that data, about 10% of it will be spent in the near term. That's something many in hospitality, including Woodhead's Fryer, are banking on as diners come out in droves to enjoy post-lockdown meals.
People are our bread and butter, and we've missed everybody for the last year of our lives.
Still, Martin cautions that if all that extra spending, coupled with rising wholesale and commodity prices, does push inflation higher, it likely won't be for a sustained period because the government and central bank are still supporting the economy. So it might not be a summer inflation boom that's on the horizon, but just a return to the kind of normalcy the British public has been craving. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.